Level 1 of the national lockdown kicked off today. This will free up many economic sectors, although of course there are still limitations on gatherings which will be adverse for people in the arts and so on, and it was clearly stated that nightclubs cannot open for now. The aviation sector will come on more fully on stream come the 1st of October when international air routes will be formally open again. But what about the agricultural sector? What does the move to level one mean for that sector? Already this morning, one man had put his pen to paper to share his thoughts on this very issue. I'm joined on the line by Wandile Sihlobo. He's chief economist at AgBiz. Thanks very much for joining us, Wandile. So the agricultural sector was one of those that was viewed as essential during the initial hard lockdown because we all have to eat, right? But of course, it also got hit by lower downstream demand in sectors like the restaurant, food takeaway sectors. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think now with the economy largely opening or normalizing, we could see some bit of a firming up of a demand to a certain extent within the restaurant and all of the other areas. But I think the other part of the segment that we'll be looking at is what will happen to the establishment that are related to tourism that maybe cater for people. And we're hoping that the demand there for agricultural products could somewhat recover.
Of course, one area that we're hoping will get a boost is the wine area. A lot of people come all the way from all over the world just to tour our vineyards.
Yeah, I think on the wine side, there will be a general recovery. We expect that. But I think, Nambu, broadly, we're looking at this area of the agritourism in South Africa's agricultural sector.
Yes.
To say what will actually happen. And I do think that that will get a bit of a boost with the opening up of the economy. And obviously, we might not get the higher numbers of international tourists coming into South Africa. But what I'm starting to see now, at least there is some anecdotal evidence of really South African exploring some of the other areas that they wouldn't typically visit. And I think that brings some bit of vibrancy in some of those areas. So the wine route is one of that. But I think also within central South Africa going up north, anything that has to do with hunting, game lodges, and all of those things, those are some of the agritourism activity that we think will receive a bit of a boost with this normalization.
Of course, just sticking to the wine issue, many people have been commentating saying that the sector, even when it's revived in terms of, you know, the easing of regulations, many of those people won't be able to revive their vineyards and so on. What's your observation around this? Is that correct? Have some had to shut down completely?
Yeah, I think there will be a number of the people that might be forced to go down that route. Because number one of the things we needed to realize is that while South Africa's wine industry, yes, has a good footprint in as far as exports perspective, we also have a relatively small and medium companies or farming businesses that are focused on the domestic market. So for a certain period when the domestic market was closed, that really did harm those folks. And again, to the point that we were talking about of tourism, because for some of those medium, small businesses, they depend to a large extent to people visiting their wine farm for wine tasting, visiting their cellars, and all of those activities that are linked with tourism.
Yes.
Now, with tourism shut, that had a bit of a snag to them. So certainly, we will see some of the other businesses that might not survive. That's what we're hearing also from Vinpro and the other wine producers that we work closely with.
I saw one of the areas where we were just having a great boon was in the citrus area. I see that we've been exporting, though, you know, our citrus, and we've been doing quite well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, on the citrus and to a certain extent also largely on grain and deciduous fruits, this has been really a great time for that, both on a volumes perspective, but also with the relatively weaker currency that boosted the agricultural exports. I mean, even if you had to look at the Q1 and Q2 of the agricultural trade, you will see that we were really seeing some good volumes coming out of South Africa on those. And I think that throughout for the whole year, you will continue to see some solid exports on those commodities. And for citrus, obviously, this was a record level year. While for grain, it's really hitting on some of the levels that we've seen before, but still really robustly up 89% in volumes perspective compared to last year.
Yeah, it was quite heartening to see that of all the sectors in the Q2 GDP number, which contracted very severely, it was agriculture that was able to keep its head up and, you know, register a positive growth. And I just wonder, do you still hold that view that we can manage to get decent job growth in the agricultural sector, despite it being a seasonal type of sector?
Yeah, I think on a job side, number, we have somewhat changed our view when we're looking onto that. Yes, good soil growth, Q1, Q2, and we still think that for the year, South Africa's agriculture could grow at least about 10%, the growth value added for the sector. But when it comes to jobs, we do think that we might see a decline in employment. And part of the things there is have to do, obviously, with all of the social distancing stuff that we had to be adhered to, but also the limit of the movement of people in between provinces for a particular period, in Q2. That was one of the issues that we think also weighed in. But we think the component of the agricultural labor market that would be affected are those people that would typically be seasonal labor. So ideally, in a good year like this, you would want to see increased employment opportunities. But unfortunately, I think that when the numbers come out, as Steve said, to say, is lined up the Q2 numbers for labor already. But I think Q2, Q3, we will record some really bad numbers, but not as bad as the other sectors of the economy.
And going forward, in terms of job creation?
Going forward in job creation, I think for this year, we're not really that important as long that optimistic as long as the pandemic is still with us. But I think that after the pandemic, obviously, agriculture is still one of those sectors that could absorb a number of people. But absorbing more people in agriculture will mean that we need to be farming in the new areas, which is where then the former homeland areas of the Eastern Cape, KZN, Limpopo, as well as some of the underutilized land reform farms will really become important into this. And that's the message that I'm hearing also the policymakers starting to gravitate towards.
That was Wandile Sihlobo. He's chief economist at AgBiz.